This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Vietnam veterans.
My dad is a World War II veteran. He served in the Pacific with General MacArthur's army.
Michael Medina grew up knowing his father served in the Pacific Theater, but little else.
I never asked him about his experiences, and he doesn't talk about it.
Many in the generation called to fight in Vietnam were the offspring of soldiers who fought in wars with strong public backing.
I was always proud. Like on Memorial Day, he'd put on his American Legion cap, and my sister and I were in the band. So we'd all go in the Memorial Day parade.
Army nurse Valerie Buchan's father was an infantryman in World War I.
When I first realized that he'd been a soldier was when he told me this story about how he saw a whale when they were crossing the Atlantic to France. He described it. I thought that was very exciting. So I loved when my dad told me anything about his service.
Those serving in the 60s felt less support before, during, and after their wartime experiences. Unlike their fathers, the Vietnam-era servicemen or women often felt ambivalence.
And it was strange because I was really opposed to the war in Vietnam. And I had this strange encounter with my father of speaking out against the war as I was on orders to go and him calling me a communist.
Jerry Newton had a career in the Army, but alienation over Vietnam created division with his dad that never healed.
We didn't talk about it. In fact, we didn't talk very much after. So, yeah, it's just one of those things.
Veterans Voices Vietnam is produced by Ampers, in partnership with the Minnesota Humanities Center and support from the state of Minnesota. Online at ampers.org.